USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is defending his decision to leave northern Syria, where Kurdish forces are located, as Turkish forces have started to assault the area with air and ground forces. President Trump says he believes the United States cannot be in the Middle East indefinitely.
We've been talking to Turkey for 3 years. They've been wanting to do this for many years, as you know. They've been fighting each other for centuries. They've been fighting each other for hundreds of years. This has been going on. We were put into this battle, interjected. It was supposed to be a 30-day period, and we've been there for many, many years.
During a campaign event in New Hampshire, former Vice President Joe Biden claims President Trump has betrayed the nation.
He should be impeached. That's not only because of what he's done. To answer whether he has committed acts of sufficient to warrant impeachment is obvious.
This is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Authorities in Illinois have charged a 9-year-old child with 5 counts of first-degree murder. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The young suspect accused of setting an April fire at a mobile home park near the village of Goodfield that killed 2 adults and 3 other children. The juvenile is also charged with 2 counts of arson and 1 count of aggravated arson. The Woodford County State's attorney was not revealing any other details about the suspect and would not say whether there was a relationship between the suspect and the victims. Many child advocates and juvenile defense lawyers are criticizing the decision to charge a child that young with murder. The president of Juvenile Justice Initiative, which is based in Illinois, Betsy Clark, telling the Associated Press, even the United Nations recommends that kids under 14 should never be prosecuted, no matter the crime.
Final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow was up 182 points to close the day at 26,346. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senior trade negotiators for the United States and China are set to sit down in Washington on Thursday and Friday to discuss a trade deal between the two countries. Strategists believe that it's now possible that the Trump administration will agree to a trimmed-down trade deal that could lift some tariffs before the end of the year. Liliana Gil Valenta is the co-founder and president of XL Alliance. She tells Fox Business that ultimately both sides coming to the table is a big deal.
I think we are seeing that it is possible to negotiate with a big trading partner and that agriculture is a great lever that the U.S. can pull. A lot of people don't realize that we have only exported about $5 billion in agricultural products to China, and that is down from $15 billion the year prior. So there is something there that could be definitely a blueprint for us to have a win with China. Agriculture is one lever that we can pull because there has been a decline in that. And there is an area
of need American agriculture ultimately.
They do. They
right.
do, just as we proved that point with Japan as well. But the other thing is just we got to balance the scale. A lot of people don't realize China represents 67% of our deficit, our trade deficit. Therefore, we need to pull those levers. Now, there's a lot of fear that what is that going to do to consumer products? We have Christmas around the corner, and we buy a lot of Chinese-made products. But we gotta have a win, and I think...
For more news, find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.